The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and here we go. We got a 4 hours of a lot of stuff. We had to, the Jimbo Fisher had to move this morning. He's normally at 7:15. He's going to be at 8:15 this morning. They're having a lot of meetings. There's a good chance that there's a chance the Aggie game is going to be postponed. I don't want to say canceled, postponed, because they do have the SEC set up a date where you can play. I think it's December 12th. I want to say, is it December 12th? There's a day that the SEC has put aside, and it looks like Alabama and LSU, they have a good chance. Auburn and who was Auburn playing? Miss or Miss State? One of the two.
Miss State.
They are moved to that date, so that'll say postponed on there.
Well,
and there's
Alabama and LSU may not have a date because LSU has to play Florida December 12th.
Ooh, that's right. Well, that'd be a shame if LSU couldn't play Alabama
this year.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are really missing out on that
one. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Heartbreaking that you wouldn't be able to play Alabama this year in front of no fans. Well, LSU actually has fans, so now that's something you always want to play. That's a game you always want to play, but looks like that's got a shot of being canceled instead of postponed. Yeah, because Florida and you'd much rather play Florida than Alabama.
You rather go on the road to play Florida than home against Alabama?
Yeah. Yes, you'd always rather play Florida than you would. And then the 19th will be the championship game. That's the deal. So they kept that one spot open, but it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good this week for the Aggs. They've got positive tests, and Jimbo Fisher has got a conference call coming up here shortly, and we'll know. Maybe he'll break it on our air at 8:15.
Could be. I've got a friend over in the SEC network who he thinks, I noticed there were 10 games that were postponed or canceled in college football this week. They believe that this could be a real problem for college football. And at first I thought, well, I mean, it's not great, but it's, the games are still rolling. And he said that one of the guys of the network had spoken to a player who just said, look, if your team's out of it, you're going to do your thing. Like, you're going out. You're not going to, he said, on college campuses, it's hit or miss whether or not people are following protocol out at bars, restaurants, stuff like that. And he just said, you're just going to see players and teams get it a lot more, either because there's fatigue over following protocol or their team's out of it and they're not afraid of coronavirus and they're just going to be like, We get it. I'm living my life, and this is going to happen. But what's going to happen, though, and that's fine if they want to do that, but what's going to happen is it's going to cancel games, and then it's going to cancel opponents' games. You have to worry about additional transmission during a game for any players, because that surely is happening, where there's an incubation period that, hatches just in time for the game, and it spreads from team to team. I'm sure it's happened at times this year, so... there is a belief that you're going to have a bunch of games that end up being like more games each week are going to be postponed and canceled. If that's the case, the concern is can you get the season finished with the very top teams? Because the rest of you scrubs, I don't care if y'all want to scrub. Look, I need more tape for Pac-12 players. I need the Pac-12 to stay clean for about 4 more games. Well, I need more tape to watch.
Did you see that Utah, now they missed their game this past weekend, and there's a real shot that they don't play UCLA this Saturday, and one of their kids got hospitalized. Now, he's out of the hospital. Who knows what hospitalization is?
Right.
I mean, it could mean, hey, just check him out more, but he had to go to the hospital. So the Pac-12 is considering these on-the-fly reschedulings, like, because Utah may have an issue, so why don't you have Utah's, and I think there's another school who missed a game that might still have an issue, so they're like, why will we take the chance? Let's just get those two teams that are good to go, have them play this week,
yeah,
and let the other two figure things out.
The logistics might be tougher than what you're saying, just because setting up all the.
Oh, that's true. Because
I don't know.
Because Utah
lights and all.
Well, it's already Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday's plenty of time.
Yeah, that's
Tuesday's plenty of time.
Yeah, because last week.
But here's the problem: is getting ready for that team if you're a coach.
And they were trying to get you. I think Utah was involved in something last week, and they were going to. I forgot who they're playing, but their opponent. They're thinking of moving their opponent to play another team last Saturday, but the team equipment was already in Utah and they couldn't get it to the other place in time. Mm. So they're thinking about changing these games on the fly because the Pac-12 doesn't really have a lot of leeway to get games in.
Yeah.
What about Jets?
What do you mean about the Jets?
What about playing the Jets? About one of these teams play the Jets. Maybe the Jets get a W.
Maybe the Jets cover last night.
Jets did cover.
Isn't that all that really matters?
That doesn't. Well, Dallas
covered. Dallas covered with Garrett Gilbert.
Yeah,
matters. Every team has covered now. It's ABC, always be covering.
And to your point about saying screw it, we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
You know what happened to LSU? What? Had a Halloween party the night of the Auburn game. They were like, man, we suck. We're going to this party.
Yeah.
And that's what they're blaming for. Their recent COVID.
That's going to happen. First of all, they're kids. They're not smart.
Well, the more I never really thought of it that way, but once it was brought up to me, I realized, oh, this is really going to be an issue. Like, and the other problem is they're worried about multiple opt-outs now. Like what you saw at Mississippi State, they're worried the players are going to have multiple opt-outs and multiple coronavirus tests that either good players are opting out for the rest of the season, and because they're either worried about coronavirus where their teammates aren't, or they just want to go start, which is, frankly, to me, the bigger concern. If this becomes the norm, because we know that opting out of bowl games was not the norm ever until it was done by Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette. Once those two guys did it, and I understand why they did it, they had injury concerns, but once they did it, then it just started being guys who just opted out, like guys who weren't hurt. Remember when the Longhorns had like four or five players opt out? Of course, that was the first year Tom Herman was there, and they had some beef with Tom Herman.
There was a lot with that.
But a lot of those guys opted out, maybe the first or second year. But that's the other concern, is that a lot of players are going to start opting out of teams that aren't really in it, but maybe they have a chance to get ready for the draft, that they'll just start early. They don't have to finish classes, and they'll just move forward. If that's the case, that's the one that concerns me long term. Forget the coronavirus effect. I mean, the phrase opt-out was never part of our lexicon until coronavirus. I'm worried that you're going to hear opt-out now for guys who are going into the draft. I'm worried you're going to see guys opt-out after second year. Because we now have seen it. Caleb Farley, Greg Rousseau, multiple players, Micah Parsons. I'm worried that you're going to see guys get drafted. Micah Parsons is going to be a top 10 pick at linebacker. When he gets drafted that high, I'm worried that you're going to see more and more college players say, you know what? I'm just going to opt out of my season, and I don't have to go to school. I can just work out. I'll start getting paid by an agent. Let's do it.
Because
they also asked for their stipend. An agent friend of mine told me they want payment and they want their stipend from college. Like, they want to be paid from the agent the stipend amount. And the agents are like, excuse me? You want your stipend amount too? No.
No.
I'm not the college. What are you talking about?
709. Hey, well, you can't blame them. They want it all. Hey, Jamie Roots is going to be here on Friday, as I understand it, right?
Yeah, Jamie Roots, the president of the Texans.
He's got a new book. He just launched it. I see the Houston Texans set. The Winning Game Plan is the new book by Jamie Roots, a playbook for handling adversity and success, three essential questions of leadership, and some other stuff.
Now, I know that sounds like a setup for a punchline.
It kind of is. It really kind of is.
However, what I would say is the Texans actually have been very successful on the business side. You know that too.
Yes.
They've been, Jamie, and the business side has been incredibly successful. When you think about what they've done,
and it's what probably they did with, more about that.
What they did with 6'10 set kind of a new bar in the football world where radio stations were no longer paying. They didn't want to pay the amounts they paid because the amount that was negotiated for, what was it, $10 million a year for 7 years, right? Or was it $7 million a year for 10 years? No, 7 for 10.
I don't know. What
$70 million is what Laura Morris and 6'10 negotiated, or whoever it was.
Yeah, it was Laura
seven,
Morris.
Yeah, 7 million.
Well, she had just been fired by the Texans, so it was very difficult.
And then she gave them $7 million a year for 10 years, and the radio station couldn't get that back. Like, it was not a good investment. So they said, we can't do this. And so what the Texans did was said, okay, we want Texans Radio. What you know now is Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans Radio. The deal was they took a bunch of their show times and advertised, and they said, okay, we'll sell these. And so they actually took over entire blocks of programming from 610, and 610 didn't want to lose the Texans, so they had to say, okay, we're sorry. Here, just take all of our time and all of our advertising. And that was the Texans came up with that concept. I don't know. It maybe had been done before. Not too many teams had done it, but there's more. I know more teams are doing it now, in especially in football. And so that was something that the Texans did, that they said, oh, you can't pay us $70 million? Well, then we want some of your programming time, and we'll go sell it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. He'll be in studio with us, and we'll talk to him about that. Yeah, I'm sure that there's a few grins and cackles when you hear the winning game plan by somebody who works in the Texans organization. But you're right. You're absolutely right. They have done a hell of a job. Now, it certainly helps that it's Houston, Texas, and people love football, and we're starving for a professional team again. But they've done it right on the business side, and we'll talk to Jamie about that. We'll talk to the head coach of the Aggies, Jimbo Fisher, in an hour from now right here on ESPN. For those of you that are usually here for that at 7:15, unfortunately, Jimbo has a lot to deal with, what with positive tests.
Well, and that's going to suck with A&M. I mean, A&M, so the new odds are out. I'll get to the college football has new odds.
On the other side.
Yeah, on the other side, and I'll tell you where the Aggies are sitting.
Yep.
I'm talking about to make the college football playoffs.
Yeah, we'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I'm talking Zip Recruiter. Well, and it's so hard right now. It's so difficult. You know how hard it is out there to try to hire somebody, and knowing that this is the guy or girl or a woman for you and your place of business, because there's so many good resumes out there, because there's so many people that are out of work. So how do you sift through all of them and know that they're the exact right person for you? Well, this is exactly what ZipRecruiter does. They do all the work for you. They got powerful matching technology. They scan thousands of resumes to find the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. And ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Within the first day. So there's thousands of resumes. They scan through all of them. And what are you looking for? Okay, this is what ZipRecruiter does, as opposed to you looking at every single one. It's so hard. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/John.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did we heard anything? Is Baker going to be off the COVID list for sure? I mean, if Baker's not off.
It's just for tracing. So, well, I think
what if he tests positive?
It was a day. Well, I mean, obviously he's off. Yeah. But if not, he should. You know, that's a good question because you're supposed to be. It's supposed to be a more extended period of time. Baker Mayfield, they did it a day ago, so
he's going to have a couple of negative tests by the end of the week.
Yeah, I could see
and
him
he
not
can't
play
be around. No practice for Baker this week.
Mm-hmm. Telling you, this is looking lovely for the Texans.
I mean, well, that's not a lovely thing that Baker Mayfield has.
No.
Let's hope
to win a game.
Listen, let's hope he has a false positive. Is that okay?
Yeah.
A false positive isn't.
Yeah,
we're not wishing anything bad on him.
No.
We're just wishing a false positive.
False positives never hurt anybody.
No. Did a false positive ever kill anyone? No.
Now, a false positive on a test could make Dell have a heart attack. We know what kind of test could give Dell a heart attack or a stroke. A false positive.
Oh, yeah. Pregnancy test.
I just said a certain test.
No, that wouldn't give me a heart attack or a stroke.
What would it give you?
I mean, a literal paternity test would do that.
Oh,
just the paternity test itself.
Yeah, I mean, because even with the pregnancy, you can always go to the tried and true. Are you sure it's mine?
The tried and true.
Because that works.
You're not an ally. You're not an ally.
Because that goes over well.
Are you sure it's mine? Is he an ally?
Are you though?
No, I think that's a question women love to hear.
Are you sure it's mine?
Yes, I'm sure. Well, let's go over the calendar.
Yeah, let's make sure and let's go get another test.
Let me see your text.
Hold on.
Let me slide in your DMs and see who else is in there.
Let's be sure about this.
Give me your phone and your DMs.
So let me ask you a question though. Are we sure that a false positive would be the best thing when Case Keenum is waiting?
I was about to bring
the
same thing up. Case Keenum has, although do you know Bill O'Brien once told Case, this is a true story. He told Case Keenum he'd never be more than a third quarterback in the league. When he cut him, he's just, listen, I know this for a fact from Case's people. Bill O'Brien, when he cut him, when he first came in, said, you're never going to be more than a third quarterback in this league. Okay? I'm just telling you that so you know. I'm trying to be honest with you. He thought he's doing the kid a favor. I mean, he went and started in the playoffs, damn near got to a Super Bowl with Minnesota.
He's a play away.
Yeah, I mean, he's a play away from NFC Championship.
Oh, right.
So, that's how OB's bedside manner. Listen, I'm cutting you. Never going to be more than a third quarter. And he brought him back the same year and had him playing. Like, hey, I missed on that one.
You sure he said he missed? No.
Yeah, no, I heard that he kind of said he was wrong. I know you'd like the story better. Bill never said it, but he did bring him back to be quarterback. Case is a nice, Case is kind of, I don't want to call him poor man's Fitzgerald, because Case has been a good backup quarterback who can come in and actually win some games for you. So, yeah, Case Keenum in that spot, that's not a layup for the Texans.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not a layup for the Texans. Case Keenum, anytime Case Keenum is playing.
Absolutely.
That is not a layup for your team. No. Case Keenum's a good quarterback, and he's been a good quarterback. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. You know what I just realized? Whitney didn't play on Sunday. No. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you couldn't have said that the week before or the week before.
Are you sure?
Whitney did not play.
I know. No, he didn't play. He is expected back this week. According to Romeo Cornell, Dylan Cole expected back. Whitney, Max Sharpen expected back. Bradley Roby, he said they were going to get him back in the building and get him back into the program. So he expects him to play.
Did you hear the stink going on with that?
No, I didn't hear what very specifics are.
Well, apparently there's some stink going on with that between John McClain and Bradley Roby. Apparently,
Is this what this is about?
This was about Brett.
And you have Lonnie Johnson getting, of course, Aaron Wilson missed. Because yesterday, you were right. Did you see what Romeo said yesterday? Can you tell us what happened on that first touchdown? Yeah, Vernon just got outrun. He knew he was beat. He got outrun. He knew he should have given him more cushion. That's all it was. The one on Lonnie Johnson, that man just ran past you. So Lonnie Johnson got a little salty with Aaron Wilson because Aaron made a comment that was incorrect.
Yeah, that was incorrect. And it was just it's just amazing that Vernon Hargreaves has lasted this long the way he can't run. He just flat out can't
run. Pretty good at finding corners that can't run, I've noticed, the Texans, yeah, over the years.
Yeah. I want to make sure first that this is, I got a little stuff behind the scenes. I want to make sure that John McClain did go public with this, but there was some accusations. Well, it was nothing illegal or whatnot. It was accusations about how hard Bradley Roby played in the Pittsburgh game. And
players like when you question how hard they
played. Well, how hard they played or if he took himself out.
Mm.
So
he would have got that from somebody on the team, by the way.
Huh?
John wouldn't say that unless he got somebody on the team.
No, but I just got to say, I'm looking on his Twitter feed and I don't see anything. I don't know if he talked about it on the on 610 or not. But apparently there was a little beef. I don't know. But whether or not Bradley, I'm looking through John McClain's Twitter and I don't see anything about Bradley Roby in there. But I want to make sure verify that before. But apparently Bradley Roby was told to stay home, and Bradley Roby staying home is a really, really bad thing for the Houston Texans. What with not having any, you know, the guy that you gave up the first rounder that you gave up a third rounder for, Gary mm-hmm. Conley, not playing all year. What with, you know, having to have Vernon Hargreaves.
It makes your life tougher.
And, you know, nothing against Philip Gaines, but, man, that dude can't catch a cold. Holy crap. He dropped two balls right in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had his difficulty covering people as well. So that's a problem. When you don't have your best, you could argue that Bradley Roby is your best defender right now.
Yeah.
You could argue that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what difference it makes, but yeah.
Well, no. Right. And when you don't have him on the field, then that's a problem, sis. That's a problem, sis.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah, that didn't help.
Yeah.
Come on. I want this juice. I want this insight.
Bradley Roby says this ain't it. Bradley Roby didn't make the trip because of disciplinary reasons. He embarrassed himself, his teammates, his team, and Texans fans.
Wait, did McClain say that?
Yes.
Oh, he went to punk jerk loser?
The secondary is bad with him and awful without him. He let down his teammates at a time when he's needed the most. And Bradley Roby said this ain't it. Let's tell everyone what it was. Apparently, I don't know. Well, the word that I got behind the scene was.
Who said tell everyone what it was?
A bunch of people. There was a lot of comments. Bradley Roby.
Let me tell you, John McClain came with that. Yep. He got it from the Texans.
Right.
Probably Easterby.
Well, apparently, Bradley, I don't want to go any deeper than John McClain did because I don't have any proof of it. So I'm not going to say anymore. All I know is that there was a question about Bradley Roby wanting to play. That's all. So apparently they said, well, you don't want to play, you'll get a no coke.
There is a reason he's not with the Broncos anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a talented guy. He had one down year when they moved him outside. I don't know if that's enough to get rid of him when Aqib Talib was an older guy moved on and Chris Harris is older. Like, you would think they would want to keep a good corner. I know there was a question. I can tell you this. Some NFL teams did not like the kid. They didn't like his personality in the meetings. I know he had an issue with falling asleep at a stoplight in a car, and he was asked about it by some teams and had some answers that they thought he was an a-hole. I think he's a good player. He's got a little edge. There's no question about that. But it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on what happens with him and the Texans in the near future, because he was on a one-year prove a deal, and he proved it. Now they've signed him, but all this talk about cutting players and trading players, you have got to fill out a roster at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're moving your most talented players, which in some cases are kind of average guys, you now are stuck with not talented players. Not like you're stuck with potentially one of the worst rosters in the league if J.J. Watt is gone and Bradley Roby's gone and, you know, Bernardrick McKinney is gone, you're getting into the territory of being one of the five worst rosters in football. One quarterback and a left tackle doesn't save you from being considered one of the weaker rosters in football.
No, and again, it would be nice, though, if you're not going to play well, that you're not paying the guy a boatload of money. Isn't that? If you're going to just be an average player or below average player, it would be nice if you didn't make a ton.
I would be willing to go through Miami stuff. I would be willing, as a fan, to go through some of what Miami did to come out on the other side of where Miami is now. Was it worth it, Dell?
I mean, it was
at
only,
the time, it doesn't feel like
it. I mean,
it
was
sure.
like a year. I mean, but the year before, they were still competing. That was Adam Gase as the coach, so you didn't really have a shot. But they only really were tried to be bad for a year. Like, remember, I mean, they got rid of Gase, Flores, they tanked. They got rid of anyone who could help them win. And that lasted for what, like the first 8-9 games of the year? Then they turned it around, and it didn't. It wasn't that long. Now, they have
I guess
picks.
Not.
The Texans may have to go through it a little bit longer because they don't have the picks that Miami has.
There was a disagreement. The Chronicle reported this, and I'm looking for John McClain's tweet about it, and I still can't find it.
It deleted it.
He deleted it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a problem. So that's a problem, sis. There was a disagreement between the
Why
teams.
Why do you keep saying sis?
Didn't you? You've never heard that? That
no.
meme? That's a problem, sis.
No, what's
you never
that
seen
from?
That one?
No, huh?
No, there's a meme that's anytime I say that's a problem, it's that's a problem, sis.
You go, what is
you
it
gotta
from?
Just look it up. That's right. A problem, sis. There was a disagreement between the team and Roby regarding coverage schemes and defensive philosophy, as well as medical treatment following a knee injury that sidelined him against the Green Bay Packers, according to league sources not authorized to speak publicly. Did I say the Packers or the Steelers? I'm pretty sure I meant the Packers if I said the Steelers earlier. Roby is expected for the Texans game against Cleveland. Yes, I do. I expect him to be back in the building. We're working on the game plan, and we'll see what the game plan says, but I expect him to be back with us. This is not what the original those things that were printed in the Chronicle, that was not the original story of why Bradley Roby was not with the team in Jacksonville. That is not the original story. So, neither here nor there, Bradley Roby had his issues with the Houston Texans, and the Houston Texans had their issues with him. 729 ESPN, 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN, 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Just for clarity, John McClain did not delete his tweet. It is still there. It was during the game he tweeted it, actually. Bradley Roby didn't make the trip because of disciplinary reasons. He embarrassed himself, his teammates, his team, and Texans fans. The secondary's bad with him and awful without him. He let down his teammates at a time when he's needed most. Bradley Roby retweeted it and said, this isn't it. But neither here nor there, Bradley Roby wasn't there for disciplinary reasons. The Chronicle came out with the story that it was a disagreement about coverages or blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. I've heard stuff. I don't know exactly what has happened, but I do know that you don't just leave a guy behind because he disagrees with coverage. If he got on coaches or whatever.
Yeah.
What I heard was it was something totally different. Totally different. So John McClain heard that as well, because what he said was how he embarrassed
would
himself.
Would fall in line with
his
what
team
you heard.
And his team and Texans fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fall in line with what you heard.
Yep.
Our favorite chef is listening with his kids in the car right now.
Which we have a few favorite chefs.
You may hurt someone's feelings here. You may get somebody a little mad.
What? Was this a scumbag?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, you're the scumbag.
No, no.
He calls
he's the scumbag.
He calls you. What? When is that scumbag coming in?
No, he's the scumbag.
But he thinks you're the scumbag.
Well, see, that's what you know what? Scumbags know scumbags, don't they? Don't they?
You're not starting juicing again. yesterday, no food. I'm going to do that for four straight days.
Well, Lachey's going to help hate that.
Well, no, here's the thing, though. I can still have OGDs. That's not food.
That's not food.
Oh, granddad shots are OGDs are like, I think I can still have probably drinks.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
That's juicing, kind of.
Yeah, it is juicing.
It's getting it from the, there's a bourbon tree.
Listen, no.
There's a bourbon tree. Yeah, I'm not, I can't ask you. You're a scumbag.
Yeah. It's like asking a Coke dealer. You think I could do another line?
Yeah. It's not going to hurt anybody.
No.
Hey, I'm juicy and I can have OGD, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Shane's never said no.
No.
No, you can't do OGD.
Although he has wussed out before. Hey, let's do another OGD.
I've never seen. You've gotten to the point where he said no?
You took
him to that dark point?
Like, yeah, well.
I've never been to a point where he said
extremely
no.
Extremely hungover.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different.
Yeah, you think his kids appreciate it?
That's John. Dad, I mean, Dad, he should have known. He texted me.
Dad, I'm hearing our name, and why are you a scumbag?
What's the deal here?
What's the deal?
He knew not to text me.
They know. He's got all kinds of tats.
What does that mean?
That tattoos doesn't make you a scumbag.
Well.
Do you know he goes to, like a week at a time, Nashville because he's opening.
Opening a new place.
Yeah, the guy, Branson, Virgin Airlines, you know, Virgin, there's Virgin Hotel in Nashville. I want to go sometime, hang out there, presumably when I'm not juicing.
Yeah.
So LeShane have you had his hot chicken sandwich?
No.
Strong.
Hold on. Have we had one, Del?
No.
Has LeShane brought us
one? Hey, LeShane, why don't you get in early sometime and bring something up for the
scumbag.
For the family, scumbag. But wait until I'm done.
Hold on. The question, we can really question whether he's a scumbag or not. How's that chicken sandwich made?
Well, he's going to have
It's going to be spicy,
but he's going to put a sauce like hot sauce on it, too.
Is the spice coming from the filet or the sauce?
Ooh, that's a
scumbag. Why don't you just try it and see what you think?
Tell me. You have had it.
Scumbag.
I can't tell. I think both, to be honest with you. It doesn't burn your mouth.
That's not the question.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm not back there dredging it in flour.
Well, you eat it, so you don't know if
it's good. Well, I know there's a sauce on it.
If the spice comes from the sauce, then he's a scumbag.
Oh, wow. You heard it here first. Wow.
You're kind of basic, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Like a chicken sandwich just because
it ain't
just
real.
Because Chick-fil-A does it that way doesn't make
Mikos
that
does it
a
that
Nashville
way too.
Chicken sandwich.
Mikos, you know, Nashville hot sandwiches generally the spices in the filet, not the sauce, not some sauce you put on the bun.
That's why Popeye's chicken is the best chicken.
You're going to love this. So I watched this America's it's an okay show. It's not great, but it's called America's like barbecue championship or something, and there's 10 people.
Did you tell them how to do it?
No.
Call in.
I didn't call in.
Is it a call-in show?
No, but one of the judges is this old. I would say late 50 something white lady who's a championship. Like, she does pork ribs better than anybody. She's like this champion. She's got 6 world titles. And the other guy is a black guy named Kevin something. I don't know him, but I guess he's famous too in the barbecue world. And so every time they judge people's stuff, this gets to what Del was talking about. He must have said literally 70 times over the different episodes, I could have used a little more spice on this. To me, the seasoning wasn't quite where I wanted it to. Because then you say that's what black people think white people's food isn't seasoned enough.
We all know white people don't season their food.
And these are barbecue. The food wasn't seasoned enough.
Unless you're running a restaurant and you're putting your food out there. Hey, look, this is what I do. Like general white people who are in the kitchen making food. They try to develop their own brand. All black people look like, why are your chicken so gray? It's like that didn't have nearly enough seasoning on it. It's the common reaction every time you look. Oh, what'd you cook? Why are you cooking it like that? Why is there no seasoning on it? It's always that. Because it's true. I'm not talking about you because I've never had it.
Because you know why?
But the people.
Sometimes because you can't have so much salt because you have high blood pressure.
I didn't say salt.
That's on you.
Don't
interrupt our. Listen, don't hurt our food products.
I just take blood pressure medicine and keep putting my salt on it.
Right?
Y'all know the deal.
I'll throw fish sauce on it.
It's got to be. Oh, you see that? See what's going on out there? Guys are hitting golf balls.
Even while you're salivating over golf, I'm thinking about all you got to do is spread some. Oh, even if you don't want to go crazy, spread some Old Bay over your chicken. You're good. Sprinkle it all around. Rub it in. You're fine. But a little pinch of salt and pepper. Get the hell out of here.
Beat it.
It's beat. It's trash. Beat it. It's trash.
What are you putting Lowry's seasoning salt on everything?
Not seasoning salt. You've never heard
it on my pizza.
You never heard of Old Bay before?
You know what I'm fine with?
Yeah, that's fine too.
Just
yeah.
a boatload of salt and pepper on something? It's just awful.
I need some of the Cajun seasoning.
Yeah. Nah,
you don't Cajun know. Seasoning on everything?
Oh. Not on everything. Well, some things are appropriate for it.
Yeah, Cajun stuff.
You can put it on chicken.
Salt and pepper can still work, Del.
That's
if you're cooking, you should already have some garlic powder, some onion powder. You should already have seasoning in the cooking.
Lashane, look what you started.
Look what you did. Well, now we got Del telling us to put Lowry's on everything.
I didn't say Lowry's.
Basically, you said it.
Old
Bay. Old Bay is a black pepper. You're good. That's all. But if Lashane's sandwich is not infused with spice, you have to put some
trash
chipotle aioli.
Are you going to screw us up and not get sandwiches in here with
look
your
you did.
Flagrant talk?
We can't and you eat want them. Fries, too, I would imagine.
We can't, yeah, jerk. That'd be nice. You can't eat them until you're off your stupid cleanse or whatever you
do. I know,
don't
bring them in this week.
No, Lashane, bring it in tomorrow.
Don't bring them in this week.
Tomorrow.
Not you if need it's some steak. Spicy aioli. Keep that stuff at home.
Whoa. Nah. Did you hear that? Popeye's chicken sandwich? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
You just caught it.
That's
and they're
real.
The dumbest because they have spicy chicken already.
Yes. Lashane goes, Old Bay, amateur hour.
Yeah, I'm an amateur. Exactly. I am an amateur.
You
that's
are
how
an
it
amateur.
Goes. I don't know if he knows this, but I do this for a living, not what he does.
You know how many old granddad shots he would have? Zero. Del would have zero
old
granddad
shots.
Yeah, and I, wouldn't have, and I wouldn't have that
Beat
basic
it.
Chicken sandwich either.
Beat
yes, you would.
It.
Yes, you would.
I need proof of how it's made. That's all.
They have a, yeah. Oh, man. I got, we'll be in there on Saturday. Well, I told my wife, I said, hey, let's have a getaway. Just me and you. Just go somewhere because she wants to hike again and do all this stuff. And I said, hey, I'm coming off coronavirus. I'm not allowed to hike. Maybe I can't breathe. She said, you didn't have any breathing problems. You just don't want to hike. Well, but you don't know.
True.
You don't know. I could have liver damage.
Hmm.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't go. I can't go hiking. But she's like, no, let's bring the kids. Like, just nothing. Just nothing.
Mm.
Let's bring the kids is never a thing that you need to say out loud when you're going out of town. Hey, we need to bring the kids for something that could be potentially fun.
Oh.
Isn't that what Meemaw's for, to take care of the
yeah,
kids?
Yeah, what's Meemaw doing?
Yeah, her name is Mimi. Y'all keep calling her Meemaw. She's not Czech.
Oh, whatever you say.
Where's Mimi?
I don't know what she looks like. Same ping pong, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
To me, she seems like a Meemaw.
Yeah, where's Mimi? Yeah. Take care of them kids.
No.
That's what Meemaw
is. Isn't Alec old enough? These kids can make their own pot stickers. They're old enough to stay here.
Yeah.
No, apparently not.
All right. It's 742 ESPN 97.5, 7378037. The kids can stay out on the patio.
But, Texas Custom Patios. As a matter of fact, I have kicked the kids out on a patio before, but usually they just go out by themselves. They always ask, can we go eat on the patio, which means they want to either do one of two things. If it's snacks, he wants to turn wrestling on YouTube. And snacks and Maddie, because she watches wrestling too. And if it's the other ones, if it's all of them, then they're going to turn a show on Netflix and watch that typically. I go out there and I watch my games, watch Saturday football games, Sunday football games. Sometimes I'll just go watch when I just want to get away from everybody. When the weather's like this, I'll go out and write up my college game tape, have a cocktail, turn the music on. It's a great place to get away. You really need to call right now. I mean, this is if you want to have your patio done by the time that spring is still in, it's still spring, they can get it done for you, but you need to call them right now. The work that they do is astonishing. Go to the website at texascustompatios.com and you really won't believe what they can do on before and afters for houses that may look exactly like yours. They build the patio onto the home so it looks like it's been a pre-existing structure. And they can do sunrooms, they can do standalone patios, they can do outdoor kitchens. They really do anything you want, and you'll see it when you get to the website. Make sure that you get a hold of them right now and have them start working on a plan for you to turn your house into a home with an amazing patio from TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John the Baptist, why is Lance drinking $13 bourbon? Because it's awesome.
Oh, I don't OGD. Want to. I don't want to drink it. Oh, no. I have to drink
old
it.
Old granddad. That's
when
what
you go
have
in.
To when you go to Lachine's.
Listen, if you go to Riel, R-I-E-L, if you go to Riel, you'll love the food. You'll love the cocktail menu is fantastic. But one of the things is if you say, I want to take a shot with the chef, just say that. He's forced to come over, and it's an old granddad shot, and it is a rot gut bourbon. Make no mistake about it.
And by the way.
But you actually like it.
I do love it. I love it. I think it's great.
I just do it because you just have to, because you can't wuss out.
It's old school.
It's old school now.
And here's the thing, too, is you can get over on Lachine. You go there, you eat the happy hour menu, and you fill up, and you're like, I'm done.
The happy hour stuff, the wings. It's Have you ever had his wings?
No.
Oh, Dell, wait a minute. Yes, because he has wings that he does that are all baked into, and it's spicy wings that are baked into
the
wings.
Never had these wings?
Oh, my gosh.
What a scumbag
it's like
he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, his wings are fantastic.
Wings are different.
Except unless you're juicing. No, they're not very
Wings
good.
Are different than the sandwich. I just need evidence. That's all.
Yeah, the wings are fantastic. It's on the happy hour menu. Here's a little hint. He'll do the stuff.
That's he'll do it anyway. Here's the deal. Can you pull Bruce Arians' sound about Tom Brady? First of all, there is some beef going on. There's beef going on between Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore. Apparently, the two of them ain't getting along too well.
Well, they almost got into fights the first time they played. Well, they did. They got into multiple fights.
And this time now, somebody had put out where is Marshawn Lattimore in? And they had beef. Lattimore apparently somebody tweeted out some guy named Clay Evans or Mike Clay. Mike Evans last three times he played against Lattimore.
Mark Clay.
Two targets, zero receptions. And he said,
so it sounds like the truth.
And Mark
it just sounds like facts.
And Lattimore retweeted it and was pretty happy with it. Wait till next time or something to that effect.
This stems from, remember, E-W. Remember Jameis and that game. Now, Jameis, like, when he was still a Buck, he, on the sideline, he, like, kind of tapped Lattimore and poked him or something. And Lattimore's like, what the are you doing?
Yeah.
And then Mike Evans came over to defend his quarterback, and that's what kind of started that first brawl a couple years ago. So that they've been going at it for quite a bit now.
So he said, better luck next year, Lattimore did. The two of them don't get along, but let's face it, Marshawn Lattimore is getting, and the Saints are getting the better of it. The Saints are making them look bad. Made Brady look bad. Remember the first game of the season, and immediately afterwards, Bruce Arians is like, well, when he threw that pick over Mike Evans' head, Bruce Arians was like, no, Mike ran the right route. That's Tom Brady. That's Tom Brady. Now,
but then he flipped on it and said, no, it actually was. It actually wasn't on Brady. He like went back and corrected on that one. And that's when my dad thought, Bruce is doing this to show that he'll get after Tom Brady.
Well, guess what? He went after him again.
But Tom Brady legitimately sucked on Sunday.
No, he did.
He was terrible.
But is that the way you do it? With, you know, I mean, I'm honestly.
Well, let's hear it. Because if he's asked a question about what happened on that and I don't know that Bruce can. I think that's who Bruce is.
Well, but. Bruce, don't you have to have some filter when you're talking about the GOAT here and having himself? I'm pretty sure the GOAT knows he had a bad game. I mean, and now, listen, this comes from a dude, Tom Brady, who wins six Super Bowls and has never won with the Patriots, never won a player of the week. Never won a player of the week for the organization. You heard that, right?
Wait. Say that again?
The Patriots never named him player of the week, ever.
Oh, the team did.
The team did.
How's that possible?
I have no idea. Because he was player of the
maybe
month,
he said, I don't want to be.
He was MVP.
Do you know Joe Burrow's like that, by the way?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow didn't want, he was not named MVP of the offense because he asked for it to be someone else, like Lloyd Cushenberry. He asked, won the award. He went into the offices and said, I want this, my offensive line's been great. It should be Lloyd Cushenberry. And he did that, or it's either him or Edwards-Helaire. he's done this, like, he does those same things.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow does those same things that Brady
well,
does. That was probably Brady saying, you don't need a name.
Well, I don't think so, because the story was that Brady's like, what the bleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what kind of
it crap? Became a running joke, probably. Well,
yeah, probably.
At some point.
Probably.
I mean, surely that doesn't hurt his feelings.
Well, it's not like Tom Brady needs any more attention.
I'm getting a little fed up. We're not being named Player of the Week for the Patriots.
But being called out the way that he called him out again yesterday is another story now. Because when asked, I don't know if you can find Adele. I know I'm not sure how obscure that is. But when asked, you know, hey, how about Mike Evans not getting, you know, any why is Mike Evans not getting? Why can't the two of them hook up? He said, and Bruce Arians just goes, Mike Evans was open. Mike Evans was open plenty, and just didn't hit him.
That might be just as much about trying to. You just added a new receiver to the mix,
right.
Antonio Brown. That might be about keeping Mike Evans' spirits up a little bit.
And he asked about the throw to AB that was intercepted. That was just a bad throw. Whether or not, you know, I don't know, and I don't know what kind of relationship that Tom Brady and Bruce Arians have, and whether or not Tom Brady is, hey, no, blame it on me, just blame it on me. We don't know. And that could well be the case behind the scenes. We just don't know. But if it's not, that's going to be that. That whole quarterback room, head coach thing going on, that could blow up. Now, and it was pointed out by the guys before us here, Jay Will, Zubin actually brought this up. He said, Bruce Arians has just signed a four-year deal. Tom Brady has 2 years. Bruce Arians knows he's going to be around, and he knows he's going to be here longer than Tom Brady. He's got 4 years on his deal. Tom Brady has two. So pretty much Bruce Arians can actually be honest and say whatever the hell he wants because he knows he's going to be here.
I think here's the thing. I don't think Bruce Arians is there more than 2 years at most, and I could see Bruce Arians this being his last year at any time. Bruce has had
Well, that's another thing. He might have Romeo Crennel syndrome.
He could.
When he doesn't give a rat's ass.
He could. Bruce has serious because bringing Antonio Brown kind of plays against the Bruce Arians model.
No.
Of what he stands for, but at the same time, he's also trying to win because he doesn't have a lot of time. Bruce has had health issues two or three times. His wife, he said he almost died when he was in college. He's had issues in the pros. Most people don't think he's long for Tampa anyway. He's there to try to win a championship, and that's how they're going to respond and react. So to me, I don't know. I think some of that may be about keeping. Look, I think it's fair to go after Tom Brady. Tom Brady had a bad game, and I think he's keeping Mike Evans' spirits up a little bit by saying, no, he was getting open, because that's the second time he's really struggled against Lattimore. And then although Lattimore left the game at one point in the game 2 days ago, but also at some point you have to show that quarterbacks are accountable too. Like, one of the things that I think I understand that the Jimmy Johnson thought process, but, you know, Greg Popovich had the opposite. Pop said, everyone, Timmy gets yelled at. Mm-hmm. Duncan does. Manu gets yelled at. So I think Bill Belichick was hard on everyone. As a matter of fact, they said Bill Belichick would coach Tom Brady hard. That's one of the things that stood out according to, I want to say it was Rob Ninkovich, is how hard Brady would coach, or how hard Belichick would coach Brady. So I think there are some coaches, Nick Saban. I don't think Nick Saban takes a break on anybody. So there's that mode, too. Maybe Bruce Arians is being in that mode. I think Tom's tough enough to take it, but it is always a little weird, like, oh, are you sure you want to do this right now? Like, Tom Brady is your is a great quarterback. But Tom Brady's had a couple real stinkers this season, and they had no chance.
Well, for whatever reason, the Saints are his.
Bottom line, Sean Payton's a really good coach.
Yeah.
Sean Payton is a really good coach. And Drew Brees, who looked like, oh, man, what's happened to Drew Brees? Drew just caught fire. And how often are the Saints not in it now? How often are the Saints not? Saints are always in it.
Yeah, they had a couple of year low.
Yeah.
They had a couple of year
but
low.
But since 05, I mean, yeah. Since Drew first got there.
No, they had in
right?
Yeah, no. They had a couple of year
since
low.
Since Sean got there?
Yeah. No, they had some issues for a couple of years. But they've been, for the most part, they're there year in, year out. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. I didn't realize 7-9, 7-9, three straight years of 7-9.
Yeah.
I didn't remember it being like that. 6-2, working backwards, 6-2 this year, 13-3, 13-3, 11-5. But yeah, 7-9, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 7-9, 13-3, 11-5, 13-3.
For the most part.
8-8, 7-9. You know, he's had, Sean Payton has had 5 7-9 seasons with them.
Yeah, that happens. Stuff happens. Yeah, you won a Super Bowl, and otherwise you're 13-3 and stuff. That stuff happens. I mean,
Yeah. He's had 4 13-win seasons too, which is pretty strong.
Right. 755 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, we're 1 hour in. We've got 3 to go. Plenty of time to talk about whatever you want to talk about. So come on in, hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. And if you want that Ford car or truck, there's one place for me. And for me, there's one place, and that place is Chastang Ford. They've got 20,000 off the Expeditions right now. The F-150 four-door starts at $28,999. The XLT crew cabs, $10,000 off all 2020 F-150 XLT crew cabs. That starts at $28,999. Or you can do a lease for $499 and nothing down. That's ridiculously low. That is ridiculous. For this XLT, it is a beautiful car. Go online and see for yourself. You can do everything online as opposed to other places where you can't because they have to upsell you. They always have to. They always have got to upsell. You need a bed liner, you need tinted windows, or you need leather seats or whatever it is. And then you never get the price that you're looking for. But at Chastang Ford, it's what they do. And you can do everything online. Never go to the dealership because they'll deliver the car to you. You can test drive it, send it back, get another one, and whatever the case may be, until you're completely satisfied. That's the way they do it at Chastang Ford. So if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, there's one place to go in my mind. I'm telling you, you will love doing business with these people. It's Chastang Ford, ChastangFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.